Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I am a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates and its staff are trusted leaders in adoption and have placed over 5,200 children into loving homes. Since 1990, Adoption Associates has advocated, supported, and nurtured both birth families and adoptive families, and helping both families grow through the adoption process is very important to us. We have offices that are located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and the mid-Michigan Saginaw area, and our private adoption services are available throughout all of Michigan. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly podcast, so we're very grateful to you, our listener, for joining us today, and we do hope that you find this forum to be inspirational, educational, and thought-provoking. We are continuing this series of Meet the Staff of Adoption Associates today, and we have with us Chris Burrow. Chris, welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Good morning. Thank you for taking a little bit of time to come and chat with us on the podcast.
Chris, well, I'm glad to be here today.
Awesome. And would you start us off just by talking about your role and your work with the agency?
Well, I actually began my employment with Adoption Associates in the year 2000, so I'm sneaking up on my 19th anniversary with the agency. And initially, much of my work was with the international program that I was hired to develop the international program in the Central Michigan office. So I've been with the agency almost 19 years, although I had a couple breaks in employment due to some relocations. I've worked with both the Central Michigan office and the Southeast Michigan office. And when we were developing the program in the Saginaw area, which I'm thinking was about the year 2004, I made a lot of trips up to Midland and Saginaw to work with some of the people there that were doing international adoptions. So I've had kind of a range with the agency. Right now, the majority of my work is in the domestic program. There's been some significant declines in international adoption. So right now, most of my work is working with domestic adoptive parents doing home studies and the post-placement reports and visits with families, providing support services for them after the adoption.
Awesome. And today, with the introduction of the show, I did mention that we have four offices across the state, and I think it's just super great that you've essentially worked from three of those different offices at one time or another. And I don't know that we have any other staff who can say that same thing. So I think that's kind of unique too, Chris, that you have that different vantage point. On a more personal level, I was hoping you would tell us just a little bit about who you are outside of Adoption Associates and outside of your work with the agency.
Well, my husband and I are both retired, or I guess we refer to it as semi-retired. We're both doing some contractual work for within our chosen professions. And we are, in the last few years, also become a little bit more politically active for issues that are important to us. So that's been keeping us busy as well. We have two young grandsons who bring a great deal of joy and laughter to our lives. We love spending time with them. And we also head west a couple times a year to hike in the mountains and visit our two sons in Colorado. We love visiting the national parks. We love hiking in the mountains. And I've told a lot of my adoptive families, when your kids are old enough to remember, take them to our national parks, because they are just really a treasure for this country. So those are the things we do for fun.
Awesome. What kind of back to adoption, what drew you to this field, Chris?
Pardon?
What drew you to the field of adoption?
The honest answer to that is that the opportunity really came to me rather than my seeking it out. I was working in a refugee foster care program for Samaritas of Michigan, and this was a program where teenagers were leaving their home country without family, and those that we were able to bring into the United States were placed in foster care homes. And so we helped them with their adaptation to living in the United States. So when the Central Michigan office wanted to develop an international adoption program that opportunity was presented to me, and I thought it was a great match. So I took that and have been with Adoption Work ever since, and I've really enjoyed it. It's been great.
And you touched on that a little bit, but what is maybe one of your favorite parts about your work or your favorite roles that you play in the work of adoption?
Well, in my international work, it was definitely meeting the many very brave and resilient children and who had the opportunity to leave the country and come be with American adoptive parents, and just watching them and how they adapted to their new life and their new families just was incredible to me, that such little people could come and make that kind of transition and change all on their own. I've also met many incredible and caring people who've become adoptive parents for children in both the domestic and the international programs. And that has just been really phenomenal for me to see these people, meet these people, do something so important as an adoption with them, and just have enjoyed getting to know them.
And is there anything that you think anyone or the general public would be surprised to know about the work that you do?
Well, there's a lot of people who will say, boy, that must be an absolutely happy job all the time. And unfortunately, that's not so. There's some days where it gets kind of tough when things don't turn out as you think they're going to, or things change at the last minute. But I think mostly the way I would answer that question is that I think there's a lot of misconceptions about adoption. Many are surprised to learn about the benefits of an open or a semi-open adoption, and that is a situation where the children and the adoptive parents will have ongoing contact with the birth parents or meet with them several times. Sometimes that relationship may go on for just a few months, and sometimes it goes on for many years. And I don't think people realize what a gift and benefit this can be to the child who is adopted, as well as the adoptive families. I think in many cases it brings a lot of peace and contentment to the birth parents who've made the decision to release a child for adoption, and it helps them understand and see that their child is doing well, and I think that can many times be very healing for them as well. So I think there's just a lot of things that people just don't understand about how adoption works. And they kind of go back to their misconceptions from years ago about what it's about. And it's really, I've seen many changes in the almost 20 years I've been with the agency, just many changes in how adoption works and all the benefits there are to adoption in different ways.
Just an excellent point that you made. I'm really glad that you brought that up today, because you're so right, Chris, about the misconceptions and the changes that are occurring. And, you know, here we are all these years later still talking about the misconceptions and about the changes and, you know, trying to do our part as an agency to educate others in the same way that you just mentioned. So thanks for that.
Yeah. There's a lot of excellent educational materials out there for both adoptive parents and their families. I really encourage the adoptive parents to help their extended families and their friends understand how adoption works and ways that they can be supportive to the adoptive families.
Mm-hmm. And also the agency as a resource as well. We want, you know, people to know they can reach out to us for information that would include other professionals as well, because we do enjoy connecting with other social workers or doctor's office staff and things of that nature. So, and Chris, mm-hmm. you've been with Adoption Associates for nearly 20 years now, and you talked about, you know, the semi-retired life, which is kind of interesting to hear about, but I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about what your time has been like with the agency in particular, what that's been like for you.
Well, as I mentioned, certainly one of the highlights has been meeting the many brave and resilient children who are adoptees. Just watching them when, especially in the international program, when the children first came home, they'd be almost in shock and just not knowing what to make of everything that's surrounding them. And seeing them make such a transition over usually a 6 to 12 month period of time was just really incredible to see how well they did it to adapting and learning to trust their parents and their new families. So that's certainly been a highlight. I have often referred to them as my heroes in life. They're just very brave children, and more has been asked of them than any child should have to do. But I think also I've just met fantastic people who've become adoptive parents. I think many of them are people who would have said, well, I could never do this or that. But in the end, they did. They had a reason, and they did it, and they carried through on their mission with a degree of grit and grace, and it's just really been a privilege for me to be a part of their life adventure with adoption, and I've just met many fantastic people. And I think the other answer to that question you presented has certainly been that it's a privilege for me to be a part of the Adoption Associate staff, to count them as both coworkers and friends. They've never given me any doubt to doubt their commitment to the children and the families we serve, and it's just really been a joy to be a part of the staff of Adoption Associates. They're great people. Aww.
Yeah, and I was going to say, Chris, as I was listening to you talk about, you know, your perspective of it being a privilege to have worked with the staff, it's also a privilege of the agency as well as the clients that you've worked so closely with, to have you as a resource to them, and with the wealth of experience that you have and having that perspective of the changes of adoption over the years. So a privilege for the agency as well to still be able to have you on our team and for the families who benefit from your expertise as well. So I thank you for your time today as well as for your time and dedication to the agency.
Well, thank you. That's a true compliment. I get to see a number of my families out in the community, and just really, you know, we join in conversation, and it's just fun to see them and be a part of their lives still.
That is a total plus for us caseworkers when we get to run across our clients outside of work. I agree. So thanks again for today. We are at the conclusion of our podcast, and so for our listeners that are looking to connect with Adoption Associates, we would love to hear from you. You could call us at 800-677-2367, or also feel free to connect with us in a variety of other ways. Our website is adoptionassociates.net, where we can connect with you as well, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So feel free to reach out with us. And we are going to continue the Adoption Focus podcast series of Meet the Staff. We are rounding out the end of the year with this. We've been doing this podcast since June. It's been a lot of fun for me personally to hear individually from each of our staff, and hopefully our listeners are getting a little bit of insight as well. So we will continue again next week with this podcast, and we will be hearing from our executive director, Michelle Dykema, who will hopefully enlighten us about some of the things that are going on in our organization. For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I hope you all have a great day. Bye-bye. Thanks again, Chris.
You're welcome. Bye.